Hello and welcome to Roll Bravely, a live play Pathfinder 2nd Edition podcast where five friends battle imaginary monsters, solve pretend problems, and generally use their imagination to have fun. I am your game master, Charles Reno. Let's introduce the table.
Hey everybody, my name is Kenny. I play Amaris, a Niflheim ranger. I know I've been saying Tiefling, but I had that shit wrong because they updated the character sheets, so.
I think Tieflings are still technically like a subclass of Nephilim. It's just like a type of Nephilim. But it's like touched by demons or whatever. But anyways.
Hey, don't get into my backstory yet, okay?
I'm Zach. I play Taldir Stronghammer, who is also a Nephilim and a liberator / champion. A chaotic good paladin called the Liberator.
I'm Sammy. I play Taz, who's an alchemist. He's a goblin. I don't think I've said he was a goblin in any of the intros, so there's that.
Hi, my name is Michelle. I play Wesley Nixon, an elf Damphir investigator. Who dabbles in historical reenacting and just got into fantasy books. I don't know what kind of fantasy books, though, because we're in a fantasy land, so.
It's just normal human.
It's just human stuff.
Futuristic.
Just some guy goes to work at a data center.
Driving his fucking 1989 Honda.
No one would live like this. It's impossible.
I like how with every intro you're adding another little slice of Wesley into it, like historical reenactments, and now she's getting into fantasy books.
This is all happening like in game too, like in while we're all just drinking, battling. She's like, oh. She looks over someone else at another table just has a book. She's like, oh, what's that?
Oh my god, where'd you get
also,
that
I'd
from?
I'd like to correct Charles. There are four friends here who are okay. There are four friends here who are battling monsters.
Yeah, four friends.
You
and
don't
one...
battle them, so
yeah.
He does
consider enemy, us yeah. monsters, though, because he rolls so poorly.
This guy just said he was a demon. I don't know. She's half vampire.
A real role reversal. The DM
I'm full
is the
goblin,
good guy.
Baby.
Yeah, exactly. Look. Everyone's the hero of their own story, right? So, my monsters just want to get by. That's what they want to do. We were talking about how this is a homebrew campaign in a homebrew setting. And we are attempting to kind of play the game as close to raw as we can manage. And where we choose not to, informing the audience of those decisions. I don't know if you guys remember where we were last time when we left off, but you guys had returned to the Blushing Goldfinch to await the arrival of Falk Cloudfang, who had gone to see the governor to arrange for an introduction. Had a run-in with the Kenwick brothers that went exceptionally poorly for them before three individuals approached your table asking Taldir about his business earlier around town, identifying him, dwarf who had appeared kind of sickly and in poor condition, took this pill and began to transform and shift into this horned beast. See, like the clothes just like rip off, and the body parts become malformed. They stretch and pull in ways that are unnatural and incapable of supporting ordinary life as everyone in this bar flees, kind of screaming and in chaos. And in mere moments, you find yourself alone with this creature. Let's go ahead and roll initiative.
Quick question as everyone's doing that. Do we still have the items from the campaign before? Or the little, you know?
Yeah, so we covered this at the top of session one, but it's worth revisiting. We did play a little bit of the box set and a little bit of another adventure. We decided to keep that experience and the items that were involved, as it just kind of makes boring work to recover the same steps with the same characters. So you guys do have those items. You are second level. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was just asking.
Yeah, no worries.
25.
Ooh, 25.
I'm also drunk. So do I get a penalty on my initiative?
That's right. So we'll cover that. You've got, you were
level 3 drunk, I think, or something like that.
Level 3
was
drunk, which.
Hell yeah.
I've been there.
Which meant you were clumsy 1, flat footed, stupefied 2. You'll need to just add those to your character sheet in Demiplane.
Oh, Demiplane, I love you.
I think flat footed is a legacy term. It's off guard now, right?
Yeah, it's just a minus 2 to your AC. I don't know if you need to add it.
Yeah.
Okay. I will definitely add those stuff. What the? How do you add stuff? No.
You
active.
So there's a box next to your speed called conditions and active effects. Hit okay, the little so cog icon, and then you have yes, all the conditions.
Okay. Clumsy. What else? Flat-footed.
Which, if it's there, is going to be called off guard now, I believe. And yeah, then you are clumsy 1, stupefied 2.
Sounds like an insult. You clumsy, flat-footed.
It sounds like you're stage 3 drunk, right? Like they did a pretty good job.
Off guard. Okay. Beautiful. Everyone go else. I got to see what the fuck is going on over here.
21 for Amaris.
21 for Amaris.
What do you got? Good thing I got these new dice so that I could continue rolling like shit. I got a 9. That's a plus 5 to my perception, by the way.
Well, if your luck is anything like mine, anytime I rolled horribly with one character for initiative, I just fucking smashed people. But every time I had a good initiative, I would just be like, I don't know what to do if you guys don't go first. So, yeah. Good luck.
Maybe you got the bad one out of the way. Taz, you ready?
Yeah, so 23 total with the penalty. It's just a minus 1 to my... Yeah.
21. Drunk Taz is ready to go. All right, so we open the round with Wesley.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Also, roll 20 is up if you guys are, I don't know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What happened last? That dude turned into something?
Yeah, so she took this pill and like began, her body just began to like shake and shift. You could see the bones inside rearranging, her skin kind of pulling and breaking as she kind of became this four-legged beast with these gigantic tusks made from rib bones. Think like, it's probably, well, I don't know if this will help anyone because it's so old, but think like Zergs from no, nobody knows what a Zerg is. Okay.
No.
Starcraft?
Is that Power Ranger? Oh.
Is that a Power Ranger?
Ah, bro.
Those are Zerg Rush.
Nerd!
Oh, I think of is it Zoltan? What's the big dude the same?
Zoltan's from Dude, Where's My Car?
Yeah.
Oh, what's the guy, the big head in Power Ranger?
What was it? Zoltar? It's close. You're close.
Yeah, it is a Z name. I don't remember what it is, though.
Yeah. I think it's Zoltar.
Yeah.
Zofran. No, that's a medication, I think.
Yeah. I think that's like antidepressants.
That's my Power Ranger.
Zordon.
Zordon.
Zord.
Okay, I would like to devise a stratagem.
I don't want to interrupt you, but I have to, because Zoltar is the machine that makes Tom Hanks big in the classic movie Big. So
that's right.
Yes. Oh, yes. That's that.
That's my second favorite Tom Hanks.
Oh, what's your first?
You Got Mail.
Really good one.
It's a class.
That's a really good one if you're not comparing it to any of the other movies Tom Hanks has been in. You know what I mean?
I was joking about Big. I don't think I've ever actually seen it.
You were joking about Big? It's fantastic.
It's not my second favorite. I just love basically anything that Tom Hanks is in.
We're fighting a horrific monster, and we are doing an excellent job of setting the mood.
Devise a stratagem.
Sorry, yes, Michelle, let's get to your turn.
Okay, yeah, I want to devise a stratagem.
Okay.
So I see this bitch. Roll a d20. Do I add anything to it? I always...
Yeah, you can add either your ordinary modifier to hit or your intelligence modifier when you devise a stratagem. I think we found that yours were the same, but you can check that out if you want.
Okay, so then that's 7 plus 12... 20?
19?
No. Yeah.
Close enough, that's a hit. Roll your damage. Remember the extra d6.
Yeah, and I think you also get a free recall knowledge on it if you want to as well.
Okay, recall knowledge. Okay, so if I do devise a stratagem, then I can automatically use recall knowledge?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you get it for free if you succeed when devising a stratagem.
Okay.
I would say cool. You can use either nature or occultism for this creature.
Who's a cult? Oh, I see it. Or nature. I'll do occultism.
Do it.
Oh, to do the check, you just roll another d20 and then add your, like, in this case, your occultism modifier to the result of that roll.
17 plus 2.
Yeah. So this isn't the greatest of creatures to get a recall knowledge on, but it is useful. Is there something in particular you would like to know?
The weakness.
I will, in an effort to honor the success of the role, I will say that it has no weaknesses and has a ranged attack.
Good to know that I will use my crossbow.
Okay.
Am I too close to use my crossbow?
There's no penalties, right? I remember we did this.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure crossbows like don't have penalties in close range. Like, I think bows do, but crossbows don't.
You're fine. You'd be fine anyway. So, to kind of help paint the picture, they are sitting in this tavern portion of the inn. There's a large kind of bar to the north. They are at a circular table. Wesley is positioned nearest to the monster, but still I would say you're 10 feet away at this point. It's kind of 10 feet to like the southwest of you. So you could definitely, even if one would apply in close quarters, you are far enough that you'd be fine.
Eight. Plus one. No, it's not. It's just 8
points of damage, yeah. As your bolt lands, it sinks into the flesh that remains on this creature, and you hear it just kind of growl like... So I think that's two of your actions, but I think you have a third still, so...
I just would like to turn my chair around and kind of like dip behind it, so that way I can protect... What am I trying to say?
Trying to get a little cover.
Yeah, thanks.
You're not AC Slatering it. You're gonna...
I'm looking pretty cool when I do it. But...
Are you?
Not AC Slater.
The coolest cower behind a chair any of us have ever seen.
Welcome.
All right, Taz, I believe you are up. Amaris, you're next.
I'm gonna, I think now, just kind of start noticing that there's a creature in front of me as I kind of like close one eye to focus real hard. Try to figure out if there's eight of them or one. And then after I realize that there's this demon looking fucking thing there, I'm like, and I'm going to stumble out of my chair and I'm going to pull a syringe and pull the cap off and spit it. And I'm going to inject it into Tal Deer. You get, so I have two of them here.
Surprise me. Don't ask me. Just surprise
me. I want to surprise myself too. I want to flip a coin because I have two of them here. I don't want to say what they are, but I want to flip a coin. Or Charles, you roll. If it, D6, if it's
odds and evens.
Yeah. Odds and evens.
Roll to one.
Okay, that's awesome.
By the way, this is just the worst night of the bar ever, right? This woman transforms into a horrific monster. Combat breaks out. A drunk goblin stumbles into you and stabs you with a syringe. I don't think you're going back.
This, I like the single-use plastic in the fantasy setting as well that he ripped off the syringe.
Yeah, just the orange. and I hit you with a juggernaut mutagen.
Okay, what is that?
You have temporary hit points. There's a drawback. You have a -2 to will saves, perception, and initiative, but you already did your initiative. And now you get +1 bonus to your attacks and damage. And then you gain 5 temporary hit points for 1 minute.
Okay, thank you.
Nice.
And nice. Then, so that's one action, right? Well, movement, right, to get here.
Movement, interact with the syringe. Yeah, so you do interact. That as one, so you would have one more action left.
And then I'm going to reach into my bag, and I'm going to pull something out and throw it.
Which so, you can do as one action because of your feet, right?
Yeah, but I can only do that if it's a bomb. So yeah, so I'll throw an alchemist fire at it.
Nice. You created some distance too, because originally you were right behind Wesley, yeah. Who is a 6'2" elf now, sort of crouched behind the chair you were kind of directly across from. But you kind of moved out into the open. I'll say you have a clear line of sight here.
Perfect, and I rolled a 17 total.
17 to hit, that is gonna hit.
Beautiful. Okay. Not beautiful. Damn. Okay, so 1 point of fire damage and then 1 persistent.
Okay, 9 points of damage. Just remind me of the persistent. The creature takes that at the top of its turn, right?
Yes, let me check real quick. I believe so.
Yeah, I believe it's on their turn because that's also when they rolled a flat check to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's that. And then when I get here, I'm going to kind of stumble back, scoot the chair a little bit, and then try to get my bearings. That's my turn.
Awesome. Amaris, you are up. I'm going to give the tie to the players. So Tal Deer, you're next.
Okay. And then, is it an action to draw my sword?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to draw my sword. Oh, fuck. I need movement to get close to it. I think what I'm going to do instead is I'm going to draw my longbow and back off into this corner near the bar. My apologies. I thought I knew what I was doing.
It's okay, dude. I'll edit it and make it seem like you know what you're doing.
Nice.
Good to explain the things we don't know, but we don't have to seem like fucking buffoons.
Yeah.
Just 5 minutes of Kenny going, I can't do that. Okay.
All right, so I'm going to back off, draw my bow. Oh, shit, I can't use gravity weapon because drawing the bow is a weapon. All right, I'm just going to fire at this wild bitch.
Take your shot.
And that is a 21 to hit.
21 hits. So as you kind of stand, you were directly across from this creature originally, but you move kind of into the eastern corner of the room between a wall and kind of a bar that traces the edge of the tavern. Release the arrow, hit. What's that damage?
That is a whopping 3 damage on a d8.
3 damage. Okay, so you guys should be doing a lot of damage. You're just not. I was curious.
I just like to hit things a lot, you know? It's more fun. It's you know, got to keep the kitty gloves on. Make it last longer.
This rate, you're going to have to hit it a lot. So it is the creature's turn. It is going to turn.
Didn't you just say you were going to give the tie to the player?
Sure did.
Dang.
Yeah, but I really wanted to do something now.
Taldir, it's your turn.
I don't know why you open your mouth sometimes, but Taldir.
If I had a penny,
Taz is gonna come up and like stick Taldir in the arm, and he's gonna like reflexively like spin around on him, like what the fuck did you just do? But like as he's spinning around, he like feels this mutagen like take effect, and he like can feel like some fucking alchemical power like coursing through him. I read the description of it, and it says you literally glow with power when you like get this. And so he like kind of looks at his hands and like sees that it's glowing, and then he looks back at the creature and he's like, all right, like fuck it. And he's gonna move up to the creature, which he has the movement for as his first action, and then he has to draw his hammer. So I'll do that, and then he will swing at this creature with the +1 from the mutagen. Oh, that might be a crit. 27?
27 is a crit.
Nice.
Good job.
Would a 26 have been a crit?
Yes.
Oh, okay, never mind. Then the mutagen didn't do anything.
No.
I'll give it back then.
I mean,
it's a placebo effect.
And
I like
that you almost max damage.
I gave you nothing.
Almost max damage for 13 points of bludgeoning damage.
13 points as the party makes some headway. Okay.
And if it matters, I think technically that's all good damage. Just by being a champion, all of my damage is good damage.
Mm. Okay.
I'll get to the choir boy.
Okay. And then, yeah, that is my turn.
All right, yeah, so you get up from this chair and make your way around the table, pushing this secondary chair out of the way, smash into this creature. It kind of like, almost like a dog who's afraid to get hit, kind of like, sinks into itself, and it's just like it is its turn. It is going to use, or it's going to make,
it takes 1 point of damage.
It does take 1 damage, and it's going to attempt to gorge Taldir with one of these horns.
Not to interrupt you again, but it also gets a flat check against the persistent damage, just flat DC 15 to see if it continues to take it.
Awesome, good to know. It will continue to take it, and that is probably a miss. That's a 15 total.
That is a miss.
All right. For its second action, it is going to separate from Taldir. 1, 2. 5. It's got the movement to get over here towards the kind of northeastern side of the bar, behind another table, kind of directly to the west of the party, and it is going to like start sucking in, like, and then as it just belches forth this like red green acid at let's say Wesley. Ooh, that's going to be a 24 to hit.
Is that yes. with the map? I mean, it probably doesn't matter. Even with the map, it'd be like 19 or 20, which probably still hits.
Accurate. That's a 19 to hit. My apologies.
It hits.
So you take 6 points of acid damage.
Ugh, that's bitch.
Damn.
And that now, is the creature's turn.
Not to drag us down even further,
but
would Wesley have cover from that attack? Because that could actually turn it to a miss, depending on her AC.
She is hiding behind a chair.
I mean, and there's a whole table with chairs in between them.
I'm going to give you a plus one to your AC for the chair.
Yes.
Does that change it?
Yep.
God.
What's your AC?
18.
Oh, so still a hit. Ty goes to the Ty goes to the attacker.
Ty goes to the attacker.
Ty goes to the runner, man.
Ty goes to the mods. Or Ty goes to the target. No, sorry. Ty goes to the attacker, no matter who it is.
Yeah.
All right.
It's fine.
So you do take the damage. You know how many times I get into these combats and never do anything to you guys? It's miserable on this side of the table sometimes.
He's going for a TPK right now.
You do get a chance at revenge as we are back at the top of the order, and it is Wesley's turn. Taz, you're up next.
This bitch. Okay, so with Devise a Stratagem, that's still going, correct?
I think you have to do it each turn.
Yeah, you do it every turn.
Okay, so then when I do Devise a Stratagem again, then I could use Strategic Strike?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to do that. 20.
Natural? 20.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
So that's 27.
And take your
hero point, too.
Hero point, yep.
Oof.
Hero point.
Get a hero point and a crit.
Double everything.
Double. Okay, so then Strategic Strike is 1d6.
Yeah, it's an extra d6. So you get 2 extra d6. You whatever the normal damage dice for the crossbow is, which I think is a d8, you double that, so it's 2d8, 2d6, and then whatever bonus you have to that damage, you also double, if you have one.
Double everything in Pathfinder. So this is also, while Michelle's rolling Wesley's damage, this is a good time to point out that this is another homebrew-ish rule that we've implemented. Pathfinder 2nd Edition, at least in the remaster, seems to contemplate that you will just roll whatever dice you're supposed to roll and then double the total result. We like to roll dice. So we've decided that if you want to, you can roll double the dice. I understand. Yeah, I understand wanting to speed the game up. And so I'm not saying it's a bad rule at all. I just like the clicky clacky rocks.
If you got them, roll them, man.
Yo. So I got 9 plus 8. Wait. Yes, 9 plus 8.
17.
17, all right. Michelle doing addition could be the podcast.
I could do it on my... I just get so nervous because I know you guys could do fast math, so then I get nervous and then I stop thinking.
For the listening audience, we're all on camera. It looked like Michelle said 9 plus 8 and then just was waiting for someone else to answer.
That's exactly what I was doing.
Winner if these video clips ever get released, there's going to be some gold mixed up in there.
So my trick to doing fast math is when I don't know, you just make it up.
That's what I did earlier. And then someone corrects
you
and
you
go,
oh, yeah, my bad.
Yeah, that's what happened earlier.
So that's like, I don't know, 11? All right, awesome.
Works 70% of the time every time.
I've lost total track of where you are in your turn. Do you have anything else you'd like to do? I think that was just your first action.
Yes, that was...
Oh, no, you did the devise a stratagem and then the attack.
Yes.
Awesome.
And then I would like to do a backflip on the other side of the table to get over there.
Yeah, you got the movement. It's cool. I'll allow it. No check necessary in this situation.
Cool.
Take your hero point.
I did.
Oh, awesome.
That was the first thing I did.
Taz, you are up. Amaris, you're next.
Okay, so Taz is gonna reach for one of my little thingies. I'm trying to decide which one I want to throw. Yeah. All right, so I'm gonna fucking throw this, not like a glass bottle, but a bag. It's a tanglefoot bag. I'm gonna throw it at his ass.
Nice. I assume you make an attack roll with that?
Yeah, so it is one of my thingies. So hero point.
Hero point.
Yeah. That wasn't cool. Okay, nice. So 18 with the tangle foot bag.
18, that's a hit. 30 feet away. I assume you can throw it that far, but just wanted to confirm.
I can't, so I'm gonna.
What's the diameter?
I think it's a 20-foot range. Yeah. Oh. The range is 20 feet. So I have to get closer.
Oh, but that's, does it have to hit the character or does it like spread out?
I think I get, yeah, I have to hit.
It has to hit.
So I'll get closer. It's fine. I'll move. I'll stumble and knock over a bunch of chairs along the way and then throw, hit. I'll just read the description of it. Okay, a tanglefoot bag is filled with sticky substance. When you hit a creature with a tanglefoot bag, the creature takes a status penalty to its speed for 1 minute. Many types of tanglefoot, okay, blah, 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 blah. Basically, the target can... critical. His movement is fucked, basically. Minus 10 to their movement, and in order to move from... to escape from it, they have to roll a 17.
Okay. So he basically, you throw this bag, it explodes. He gets kind of like stuck, or she gets kind of stuck in this substance and is unable to move currently.
And then.
Did you draw?
Yeah. And then I'll fucking, my last action, I'll throw an actual bomb at him.
But you had to move, interact with the bag, and throw the bag.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So I'm done.
The three-action economy giveth, and it taketh away.
Charles, did you draw a penis on the character?
I did not. I don't know why you would assume it was me. It was...
fucking perv.
Luckily, I...
Jesus. Grow up, guys. Come on.
Who am I that it was like somebody drew a dick? It's gotta be Charles. I just assume.
I think you're the only one who has that ability to draw and it stay on the map.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right? Everybody does.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's also color-coded. Like, if you look at the top of the page, you can see everybody's color. And
that's so it's Kenny?
Yeah, Kenny, you fucking jackass. Why would you do that?
Man, I'm just over here trying to enjoy my water.
It was Sammy's dick.
Oh.
Oh, it's Sammy. You're just moving the balls and
they're cups. They're just cups.
We don't need to be talking about cup and balls. So Amaris will activate gravity weapon. It is a spell. And then I'm going to use Hunted Shot. And what awesome. That does is I take two quick shots. Basically, if both hit the same creature, I get to combine them for damage and resistances. So in case you're fighting like a particularly strong monster, you know, you can kind of go two and one to pump up the damage.
Does
and
this?
And hit die.
No,
do you have
are...
to hunt prey first for Hunted Shot?
No, that's just activated. I believe. That's what the thing was last time is
So you are in the kind of northeast corner. You do have a clear line of sight on the creature as it's kind of standing behind this table. But is where does 40 feet fall in your range increment?
Oh, for me, I'm using a bow, so it should be, I think I'm fine.
That's fine. Yeah.
But
I just wanted to point it out because Pathfinder, unlike D&D, has several range increments, and they can be both good and bad.
Yeah, Hunted Shot says nothing about using Hunt Prey first. I think Hunt Prey is its own separate thing, and then Hunted Shot is in its own separate thing. So it's not like in D&D where you have to activate.
I think it is. The description for Hunted Shot is you take two quick shots against the one you hunt. Make two strikes against your prey with the required weapon.
Oh, good point.
Oh, yeah. So
it might be like Hunter's Mark. You mark them, and then you can do that.
But you're still fine, because you would use the Hunt Prey. You move. No, you didn't even move. So you'd use Hunt Prey. And then you would have... Because you could still take the two shots as one action.
Yeah. Nah, fuck it. I'm not hunting shit. I'm just shooting this bitch.
All right.
Hell yeah.
13.
Total?
Yeah.
Well, that's a miss.
Well, I'm going to use a hero point because I've got them stacked. 15.
15 is going to hit. Go ahead and roll damage.
Ah, you motherfucker. 2 plus the 2 for the gravity weapon, so 4.
Okay.
I'm going to take damage. I'm going to take another shot with the penalty. That's a natural 1. I'm going to go ahead and use another hero point. Like I said, because, you know, you got them, burn them.
Can you use a hero point for damage? Like, if you roll shitty on your damage, can you reroll? Or just
it's 20? Only d20 rolls?
Yeah, only d20 rolls.
So I'm just going to go ahead and blow through all of my hero points now, so that way I can refill them in this session. Nice. That was a 5.
That's a good idea.
I didn't like that. Aha! 19.
19 total?
Hey.
Yes.
All right, that is a hit.
No, God damn it. Hang on a second. 14.
14 total. Oh, because of the multiple attack penalty.
Yep, yep.
Yep, that's going to be a miss.
Goodbye, hero points.
They were fun while they lasted.
Hey, okay. Keeps the economy going. Just circular flow.
And that is my turn.
All right. Amorous, Taz, or sorry, I believe Taldir is next, and then the creature.
Sick. Yeah, so Taldir is going to fucking chase this idiot. He has the movement to just follow it, get up to it. And then he's going to draw... Well, he'll draw his shield first and then follow the creature. Then he is gonna swing...
Make that attack.
Ooh, another natural 18. We are keeping this die. So that's another crit. Just the exact same roll.
That is another crit. Go ahead and roll your damage.
I did not double my damage last turn. It took 13 extra points of damage.
It's dead.
We'll find out.
I rolled a 1 and a 2 on that one. So now it actually takes 13 points of damage when I double it.
13 points of damage, okay. So you swing into this creature, and as your hammer like connects in its ribcage, you see it like bend in. The creature lets out a yelp and falls lifeless to the floor. It is dead.
Huzzah!
I'd like to...
I'm going to run up to like the back of it and like get ready to throw a fucking bomb on it.
And be like, Taz, no. But I'm going to go ahead and run up to, well, not run up, but I'm going to make my way up to like the clothes that shredded off of it and start searching them.
Yeah. Can Taldir make a perception check / a memory check / a did he see where the fuck the people who said they knew about Vale went check?
Roll a perception check. Okay.
A decent roll, but the juggernaut mutagen is a minus two, so it's a 15 total.
Nice. 15 total. I would say with the 15, you don't have any idea where they would have gone, but you have a clearer than expected memory of their faces. It was not a long interaction, but yeah.
Was there anything like noticeable about that? Like notable, like this guy had a giant scar on his face or anything like that?
That's a really good question. I'm going to say
find out next time on.
I would say not particularly distinguishable, but, you know, relatively tall and thin with kind of dusty brown hair that's kind of shoulder length. The woman that he was with, again, very dark hair, kind of olive in complexion, dark eyes, nothing particularly distinctive in terms of details, but it's a description you can start to work with.
Okay. What is everybody laughing at?
Is it because of Sammy?
What?
Oh, I was like, what did I accidentally say? Yeah, so you have a description I think you can work with. Go ahead and roll. I don't even think you would have to roll, really. You can, as you search through the belongings, you see that she's wearing what appears to be kind of a uniform of sorts, like a button-up jacket and pants. On the uniform, there is a name tag, kind of like a name sewn into it, not really a tag, that says Onyx Fist. And there is a patch on the left arm with the numbers 616 sewn into it.
Ella Valley?
I want to throw up all over that as soon as he like sees that. Just like...
Tez is working through it.
I'm just going to, like, as it splashes on my hands, I'm like, God damn it, Tez. Not again, dude. And I'm just going to kind of take my hands and, like, overly done, just take them and, like, you know, splat the shit off of him, so it kind of goes like unintentionally goes everywhere, but just kind of like, fuck, it's all over me again.
Sorry.
I think everybody should have to dodge to roll the dodge it. No, I'm just kidding.
Is there anyone still in the inn?
It is empty right now, but a couple of moments pass, not a long time, and you see like town guards just kind of burst into the room, probably a half dozen of them, and they are trailed by Bulk Cloudfang. And as he kind of like rushes into the room, he's sort of pushing chairs aside, and you know, there's kind of this general clamor and uproar as the guards kind of approach all of you and this creature, uncertain of the source of the panic. And Falk's just like, "They're with me! They're with me!"
I draw my dagger.
We should studio pause.
Yeah.
Where did we... Do we remember how much time we killed in the beginning of this thing? I thought it was about 15 minutes, but I'm not certain.
For what reason? Like, just time sake?
Are you talking about... Oh, so we can cut episode?
Yeah, if it's like... If we want to do one more scene that adds about 15, 20 minutes onto it, or if we think we have about an hour of content here.
So we, from everything we're going to cut out, we right now at this moment have approximately 50 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, we'll go one more then. That sounds good. So we're back. Yeah, Falk is going to kind of push into the room past all these guards and just yelling like, "They're with me! They're with me!" What are you guys going to do in this moment?
Taldir would like to make a society check on the emblem that you said and the name Onyx, whatever the hell, to see if he knows like anything about it.
Go ahead.
I'm going to jump behind the bar and just try to wash up a little bit. I'm over finding trinkets and pockets. I'm going to try to get the puke off my hands, and then I'll come back and join everybody.
I want to use no calls for alarm so I can make sure that the people coming in are chill.
Okay, what does that do? You want to explain it to us?
Yes, so you attempt to reduce panic, attempt a diplomacy check, comparing it to the will DC of a creatures in a 10-foot emanation around you who are frightened. Well, does that count? I mean, they came in hot, so.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Lily, you got something to share there, Zach?
Yeah, well, I rolled a 5 on my society check, and I said, you know what? I'll use a hero point. And then I rolled a natch 20, dude! +4. So, 24 total.
So, go ahead and take your hero point back, and I would say with that roll, you're new in town, you don't know a lot about this place, but you have heard things. You have done a degree of homework to figure out where you are going and what it will take to locate your target. And you would recognize the uniform and the patch as representative of a dwarven mining company. The patch itself likely represents either a site that is being worked at or a unit that was being worked with, depending on which mining company it ultimately is associated with.
Do I know what the Onyx would... What'd you say again?
Onyx Fist?
Onyx Fist.
Yeah. Do I know, like, what that is? Like, is that the company?
No, I would say with your role, your society role, you probably would get a little bit more. So the dwarves are generally organized into clans that hold a number of families. The Onyx Fist family falls under the Forge Flame clan and is kind of a disgraced portion of it. They were once considered kind of like high nobility, and they've sort of fallen from grace recently.
Okay. Okay, cool.
I got 17. Yes, 17.
Total, right? So I can see kind of the scene as you, like, maybe gather the guards around you with Falk and are just kind of using those diplomatic skills. What do you want to say? How do you want to approach it?
I would like to just explain. Okay, so we were just minding our own business, just drinking, playing a game, and then this person just comes in, changes their appearance, and then just starts a fight. So all we were defending ourselves, really. She lost.
Yeah, they're going to kind of look from you and then look down at the monster and then look at you and then look back down at this, like, deformed creature that has, like, you know, human rib bones, like, coming from its face and has kind of been mutated into this monstrosity, and just be like, that sounds right. That sounds like probably what happened. Yeah. Are you all unarmed or uninjured? I mean, please be unarmed. We're on the same side.
I threw up like a little kid. I'm gonna wipe my mouth.
He's gonna kind of kneel and, like, put an arm on your shoulder or a hand on your shoulder and be like, yes, what you have endured is terrible. I can understand you must be in horrific shock.
Yeah.
I'm gonna yell from behind the bar and be like, you might want to stand back because he might not be done yet. As my, I'm like scrubbing my fingers, like, furiously.
Oh, God! He's just gonna hurry and back away. He's like, I just smell acid and liquor.
I think this thing's name is Kenwick.
Yes.
Yes, and liquor. It's not Kenwick.
It's not Kenwick.
Oh.
That's not Kenwick.
It's not Kenwick.
Oh, it's good.
Pay him no mind.
Yeah, just ignore him.
He's in a lot of shock, as you said. Yeah.
I understand.
That's why I can Kenwick.
Taldir is going to talk to Fall about the patch and be able to, basically tell him, like, I think that's from this, like, Dwarven. It looks like the what I've read about the Dwarven Mining Company and the Onyx Fist, like, clan, I guess.
Mm.
And then he's gonna ask him if he knows, like, where they're working. Like, basically, does he have any information on them?
Oh. Yes. This is terrible indeed. I was intending to send you to the governor's office in the morning, but what you say is true. This is a pressing matter. Please, will you come with me to the governor's manor, and we can inform her of what you found. I believe she may be able to provide additional insight into what you've discovered. She is familiar with all of the companies in operation here.
Yeah, I mean, Taldir's definitely down to go. This is like the first lead he's had in a while for Vale, so he's down to get it moving right now, right away. He'll just pick up Taz and carry him.
Yes, the rest of you, are you available?
I assume that I didn't hear very well what's happening, but I'm going to jump back over the bar and just kind of go with the flow. So, ready to go.
Yes, you smell like shit. I wish we had time to draw you a bath, but no time, no time.
Ken, I would just like to put Taz and, like, outside, you know how usually they have water areas for the horses?
Yeah.
Just put him in there and just kind of, like, wash him off real quick. He has to be presentable.
Tell Deer and Wesley just fucking grab him by the ankles and the wrists and just fucking back and forth. They just laundry wring him out.
Can I roll to see if maybe that helps a little bit?
You know, I'm gonna go for it. Yeah, go ahead and roll just a flat check.
9.
9, no. You are just like, ugh, God, now you are drunk at half drowned. It is.
At least he smells better.
I'm now wet.
Yeah, he smells like horse water instead of vomit, so it's an upgrade.
The water's like thick, it's like,
ew.
It's slimy.
It's, yeah, we don't have to get into the discussion of the quality of the film, but like the new Star Wars movie when Rey gets into town and she like dunks herself into that pit that huge creature's drinking out of, yeah. Is very similar in appearance to that that water.
I imagine, like, while we're walking to the governor's house, because it sounds like we're all following yeah. Falk or whatever. I think Taldir will, like, because I assume it's like gonna be a couple minutes or whatever, and so he'll be like carrying Taz, and then he'll go to Amriss, and he'll just be like, "You did a good job, like, spotting those people earlier while we were like fucking around with Kenwicks. You did a good job, like, noticing those people and bringing them to my attention, basically." So, like, give him props.
Thank you. I try to keep my eyes open.
It's always a useful skill.
All right. So we don't have to do the whole thing. You take a walk up onto the mesa that is sort of existing at the center of town here. And to a, I wouldn't say lavish, but relatively large estate. Servants are sent for. Some time is taken as the governor must be summoned. You're brought to her office. When you kind of arrive there, you know, the guard kind of lets you in and he's like, "Please, take a seat if you would like. The governor will be with you momentarily." and you see the room is just sort of compact. It is well designed, not ornate or overly distinct in its style, but all of the shelving and furniture within appear to be of quality and well made. The walls are surrounded by bookcases that are just stuffed with parchment, maps, books, scrolls, a variety of what look to be trinkets, some kind of vials for liquid that stand empty right now.
I was gonna say, while we're waiting, I was gonna see if I can look around to see if they had a copy of a book that I used to read, and just see if there was something that looked similar to it, see if I could cross-reference it.
Yeah. Go ahead and make a perception check.
My bad. I thought you were
No. Go ahead. That. I sure can be.
That was a 3 plus an 8 or 11.
Yeah, you don't recognize anything on these shelves.
These are college level books.
Yeah. As you're kind of going, go ahead.
Can I also go to the books? But I want to look at the books, but also be paying attention to what they're talking about. I just want to kind of throw the mayor off for her to think that I'm not paying attention, but I am.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah. So I guess depending on what you're actually trying to accomplish, go ahead and roll either a perception check or something related to your performance.
Okay.
I also would like to try to convince everybody that I'm not drunk anymore.
You fail.
Yeah. I would say just a flat charisma check at disadvantage.
I got 19. And what I'm trying to do is try to catch her, like, slipping. Like, if she doesn't feel like I'm paying attention, she, like, might misspeak, and then I could just quickly turn around and be like, oh, whoa, whoa.
Nice. Okay. So as you're kind of, like, going through the things, the door opens, and she enters the room. You just hear a... Hello? Nice to meet all of you. And in walks Governor Victoria Crewe. She's kind of in her uniform, kind of a middle height human female, getting towards her middle years, not yet old, but no longer young. She just kind of has a stern expression as she kind of eyes each of you, unreadable in a way. I am Governor Victoria Crewe. Pleasure to make your acquaintance. I assume you are...
No, we know who you are. The narrator just introduced you.
Not aware there is a narrator. What did you get on your check, Taz?
8. I got a natural 20 and an 8.
Taldir, are you still glowing?
No. I reread the description because I kind of skimmed it the first time. And it just says you have a healthy glow, but you're an idiot, basically. I may not have literally been glowing.
You were beaming, not glowing.
Yeah.
I do like that you looked at your own hand and saw it glowing. Like,
that's how dumb he got.
I am a god.
You basically just did Pathfinder speed.
But no, he'll actually be like, well met, Governor. I'm not sure how much information you've gotten from your aides, but we were in the tavern. We were attacked by some beast. And it appears that they are linked to a Dorvan mining company, and specifically the Onyx Fist family.
Yes. Falk has informed me of the actions which occurred prior to your arrival.
M'lady, I'm just going to interrupt. M'lady.
I'm just going to kind of take him and turn him and turn him towards a bookcase and kind of like just point at something and just kind of see if he'll stay there looking at it, and then kind of turn back to pay attention.
As I mentioned, we were in the tavern before this.
I'm going to lean on the bookcase and just fall asleep.
Taz has reached that level of drunk where you think you're charming, but... Yeah, that's great. She's just going to kind of like look at you and just be like, well, at least I know you did, in fact, come from a tavern. No, I've been informed of your journey and your difficulties before here. I wanted to meet with you to thank you for the assistance. While Cloudfang is not a part of the government, Cloudfang Consortium is a well-regarded local establishment, and frankly, failure to receive the shipment would have been disastrous. That said, you find yourself in trouble once more. I hope it does not become a habit of yours. And then she's going to kind of like...
Regretfully, I think I have to inform you that it is a habit of ours.
Hopefully it's not a bad habit for your town.
One can hope, yes. And she's going to kind of notice Wesley and sort of hold her hand out and be like, I can assume you are Miss Nixon. You've been sent by your mother, yes, to serve as a type of liaison between our people.
Yeah, before I turn over, I get like defeated because I was hoping to keep my just be hidden.
Yeah.
So I'll turn around and I'm like, yes, hi, I'm Wesley Nixon.
Yeah, you great role, but you were specifically the only person she wanted to meet. So.
As the governor says that to her, though, I kind of want to look over like, hold up, what the fuck? It's just kind of new information to me. I'm like, oh, all right.
Yes. Yes, and I assume the drunk goblin is Taz, and young man is Amorous. You come with great recommendations and good regard from Dr. Burton Onnell. I do not know you, stranger, with the mining question.
My name's Taldir Stronghammer. I'm looking for someone. Goes by the name of Vale around these parts.
Vale. No wonder trouble follows you. Yes, he is...
Well, in this case, I'm the one following trouble, but...
Well, you found it, then.
Good.
He is something of a blight on the town. I cannot share how distressed he has made people. He thrive on commerce, trade, and the movement of settlers. His activities have hampered that. For all we are capable of doing here, we do not grow food very well. If people become overly concerned about the journey, it would create real trouble for a town of our size in no short amount of time. I will do what I can to assist you in your search. Let me see what you have.
Not much. As I mentioned, we just have the, I asked around town about him earlier. Wasn't able to get much, but while we were in the tavern, some people approached us, and I'll give her the description of the people, and just kind of recount, like, what happened in the tavern, the fucking monster, etc., and then reiterate. And after taking care of the monster, we noticed that they were wearing a uniform with these patches, and at 616, Onyx Fist family... Or Onyx Fist emblazoned on it, and a patch for a Dwarven mining company.
She's going to go to her desk and open this like large ledger and kind of flip through sheets. And eventually she lands on one. You kind of see a smile spread across her face for the first time this evening as she looks up. I'm going to tell you, I think we could very much be of assistance to each other. Patch comes from Site 616, which belongs to the Ember Corporation. a dwarven mining company based here in Hope's Embrace, and about which rumors have begun to swirl. This is most advantageous to both of us. I have a proposal that I would like to make you. Miss Nixon, if you've come to this town, garner goodwill, this is an excellent place to start. If you truly seek to bring this veil to justice, I think I know how I can be of assistance.
I don't intend to bring him in for justice, if that's what you're saying.
Can I roll an insight check? What's the equivalent of an insight check for D&D?
I think it's just perception. I don't think sense motive is a thing anymore.
Yeah.
You might be able to do like society, depending on what you're trying to find.
Yeah, you can argue.
I just want to know if she's... I just want to get her vibe.
Okay, go ahead and roll a perception check.
17
total. She is serious and stern, but you don't get the impression that she is attempting to mislead you. I think you, probably with your training and you know, hitting the DC, would probably be aware that on some level she's a politician, right? So there's some level of trying to use you, but you don't think she's necessarily being deceitful or employing some kind of trickery.
Okay.
And she's going to say, there are events that have occurred which are reminiscent of the event you describe now, and which incite the Ember Corporation. I would like you to infiltrate their headquarters and find what you can about the incident that occurred at Site 616. I don't know for certain that there'll be anything there, but rumors have recently floated that some disaster shut down the mine, and that Ember has been tight-lipped on what exactly occurred, only insisting that it is none of the civilian population's business. In addition, there was an attack very similar to the one you experienced at the bathhouse run by the Arcanum. Several people were injured. Similarly, the Arcanum has shut down the bathhouse and insisted that I have no true jurisdiction over it. Fortunately, they operate on an independent charter from our queen. I am willing to stress the limits of that charter, but not without firm proof. If you can find evidence of misdoing, I would be happy to take appropriate measures. But for now, we shall get some sleep tonight, if you can, after what you've experienced, and begin in the morning.
Kalgir will kind of look around at Wesley and Amris, not Tass.
Specifically not
Tass. Yeah, I'm just quietly kind of nodding like that kind of works for me. Sounds like the best plan of action at the moment.
Yes, I'm sure Dr. Burton Onnell would be curious about what you've encountered as well. He has been working with me in regards to these related events. Anyway, I assume, do we have an agreement between us? And she's going to hold her hand out to Taldir.
I assume you nodded in assent, Wesley?
Yes.
Okay, then Taldir will be like, sounds good, works for us, and then he'll shake her hand.
I want to shake her hand!
I was going to say, I go up to Amaris, and I'm like, we gotta leave.
you reach that part of the night.
My face kind of goes white, like, oh, fuck. And I don't look back to where he was standing. And I just try to rotate the other way and kind of take him and help him walk out the room, assuming that someone will tell us where to go or something. But I just want to get the fuck out of here. I don't want to get puked on again. And I definitely don't want to see what he's already done or is about to do.
I don't know why, but I did not put together that Taz obviously either vomited or pissed in this corner or did something awful.
So, I'm high and drunk, man.
As the party makes its way from the office, Governor Crew sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, I wanted to speak to Governor Crew first.
Please.
I'd appreciate your discretion. It's easier for me to wander the city without people knowing exactly who I am.
Yes, of course, and I, yours as well. No one can know that I'm involved in any of this investigation until we have evidence sufficient to bring some sort of formal inquiry.
Okay. So we have an understanding.
Yes, please. Yes.
Perfect. Oh, I'll turn back and I just see a pile of shit. There's a pile of shit and I just walk out quickly.
It's canon now.
Oh, man.
So you all leave and we just kind of linger for a moment on Governor Crew, who kind of watches Wesley kind of leave down the hallway, just kind of making sure that everybody is gone for the night before turning back into her office. And she's just like, and she turns to the corner and sees this and is just like, fuck. Horatio! And that is where we will call it tonight. Thank you for joining us. Please come back next time as we roll bravely on. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Or good morning. Good morning.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
What'd you say last time? International.
International.